Yehoshua Perek Vav. V'imicho Sogeres u'mesogeres mipnei b'nei Yisrael. The city of Jericho was totally closed off from the Jewish people, fortified, isolated. Ein yotzei ve'ein ba. Nobody went out, nobody came in, totally separate. This, of course, is going to be the first city of attack where the Jewish people are going to infiltrate the land. Vayomer Hashem Yehoshua, Re'eh. So Hashem tells Yehoshua, look, Nasati v'yadcha es yirich. I've delivered Jericho into your hand, ve'es malka, gibore hechayel, as well as the king of Jericho and the army. V'sabosim es ha'ir. So here's the Hashem telling Yehoshua, what's the plan of attack? Plan of action is, you should surround the city, kol anshei ha'milchama, all the warriors of the Jewish people, are going to go around Jericho. Hakefa Seir, circumscribe or go around in a circle around the city. Pa'amachas, once. Kotaseh sheisesh yamim. And you're going to do that for a period of 6 days. So one time per day for 6 days. And we'll see the seventh day is going to be different. Peshiva kohanim yisu shivas shiva shofros hayovelim lifnei ha'aron. And who's at the head of this parade is seven kohanim. They are going to be carrying seven ram's horns, shofars, shofarot, yovel. Here, remember, yovel is the word for ram. Rabbi Akiva said that he went to Arabia and he heard people calling a ram by the name Yovela. So yovel is a reference to the ram, and the shofar is the ram's horn. And these seven shofar wielding kohanim are lifnei ha'aron. They're traveling in front of the ark. Uvayom hashvi. So after this period of 6 days, where each day the city was surrounded once. On the seventh day, Tasovu Asair Sheva Pa'amim. On day seven, go around the city seven times. So you have once every day for 6 days. On the seventh day, seven times. Va'akohanim Yitka'u Bashofarot. And the Kohanim, not only are they going to be holding the shofars, they're going to be blowing them. Hayabim Shoch Bekeran Hayovet. Now, when the shofar blast is blowing, Keshamachem Eskol HaShofar, when you hear the sound of the shofar, Yoriu Chol Ha'am Teruah Gedulah. So the whole people should shout out a great teruah. Now teruah, we normally know that word to mean blasting a shofar, but the word teruah really could mean blasting a shofar, or it could mean shouting. So here it means that when you hear the Kohanim blasting the shofar, you should let out a teruah gedolah, you should let out a great shout. V'nafla, what's going to happen? V'nafla choma se'ir tachteha, the wall of the city will fall in its place, collapse. V'alu ha'am ish negda, and the Jewish people will enter the city, they will sort of ascend the wall and infiltrate Jericho. Ish negdo, meaning you won't have to go around the wall because it's going to be collapsed. Ish negdo, you'll be able to go straight right across the circumference of the city into the city of Jericho. Vayikra Yehoshua binun el kohanim. So now after Yehoshua received this message, this announcement of the plan of action from Hashem, so Yehoshua turns to the kohanim and he says to them, Vayomar alehem, Se'u es aron habris. Carry the Ark of the Covenant. That's the first job of the kohanim, is they should carry it. I believe it was eight kohanim who carried the aron. And then another group of kohanim, seven of them, are going to carry the shofar, shofarot. V'shiva kohanim yisu shiva shofarot, yovelim, lifnei aron Hashem. So first you have the kohanim who are carrying the aron habri. In addition, you have seven kohanim who are going in front of the ark, and they're carrying seven shofar. V'yomer el ha'am. So now after Yehoshua has addressed to the kohanim, tells them what their job is, so now Yehoshua turns to the people, and he says, listen to these instructions. He says to the people, Ivru v'sobu es ha'ir, you should go ahead and surround the city. V'ha'chalutz yavor lifnei aron Hashem. And this chalutz, the chalutz is really the soldiers who are leading the vanguard. They're the ones who are leading the battle, the ones at the head of the parade, literally. And actually the commentaries tell us this is none other than Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh, because they were the ones that promised to Moshe Rabbeinu in exchange for their land on the east side of the Jordan, that they're going to help their brethren to conquer the west side of the Jordan. And so they are actually going to be quite literally the first ones in the battle, and even ahead of the Aron. So you have the Aron, the Kohanim with the shofars in front of them, and even in front of that, you have the Chalut, the vanguard of the battle, which again, we understand to be Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh, who are traveling in front of the Ark. They're all traveling in front of the Ark of Hashem. Vayihi ke'amor Yehoshua el ha'am. So now, what happened when Yehoshua told this to the people? V'shiva kohanim nosim shiva shofarot ha'yovelim lifnei Hashem. The seven kohanim who were carrying seven shofars of ram's horns in front of Hashem, they crossed over, they went ahead towards Jericho. v'taku b'shofarot, and they blew the shofars, they blew the horns. V'aron brit Hashem holeich achrei, and the ark is traveling behind these shofar wielding kohanim. V'hachalutz holeich lifnei hakohanim tokei shofarot, and then in front of the kohanim who are blowing the shofars, there's the chalut, which we said is Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe. V'hama'aseif, this is the fourth party involved. This is the cleanup, or we would call it the caboose. This is everybody else. Hama'aseif, the last ones to travel behind everybody. Holech achrei ha'aron, they were going behind the ark. Haloch v'takoa b'shofarot, and they were going along, and the shofars, which the kohanim were holding, were blasting the whole time. And just to summarize, what does this parade look like? So if you look, you know, from airplane view, you have Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, that's the chalut, traveling in front of everybody. Behind them, in position number two, is seven kohanim who are holding shofars and blasting them. Behind them, you have kohanim holding the Ark of Hashem. And then in fourth place, behind everybody, is the rest of the nation. At least, not the whole nation, but the soldiers. And they were just following along. They didn't have a shofar, they were just marching. V'ha'am tziva Yehoshua l'mor. V'es ha'am tziva Yehoshua l'mor. Now, Yehoshua gave the following command to the nation. Lo tariyu v'lo tashmiu et kolchem. You shouldn't shout out, and you shouldn't let your voices be heard. V'lo yetze mipichem davar. Nothing should come out of your mouth. Ad yom amri aleichem hariyu v'hariyos. Until the yom. Here, yom literally means a day, but it seems here to mean until the time, until the moment when I tell you that you should shout. So then you should shout. But until then, you're going to be quiet. Vayasev Aron Hashem Esair Hakef Pa'amachas. So the Ark of Hashem, which is obviously the Ark of Hashem is obviously the main ingredient here. That represents the presence of God. And so this whole parade, the main part of which was God's Ark, went around the city once. Vayavo Hamachane Vayalinu Bamachane. And so after they surrounded the city once on day one, they go back to the Jewish camp and they spend the night in the camp. Again, what's happening when they go around? Nobody's shouting, but the seven Kohanim who are holding shofarot are blasting. V'shiva ha-Kohanim nosim shiva shofarot ha-yovalim lifnei Aron Hashem holchim haloch v'taku ba-shofarot. The seven Kohanim who carried the seven ram's horns in front of the Ark of Hashem were walking and continuously blasting the shofar. V'hachalutz holeich lifnehem, and the vanguard, Reuven, Gad, half of Menashe, is walking in front of those kohanim who held the ram's horn. V'hama'aseif holeich acharei Aron Hashem holeich v'tekoa b'shofarot. And in fourth position, you have the other part of the nation, the other part of the soldiers, who are walking behind the Ark of Hashem. And all the while, the ram's horns are blasted. V'yasobu et ha'ir b'yom ha'sheni pa'amachat. So now on the second day, they surrounded the city once. V'yashuvu ha'machane, and then everybody went back to the Jewish camp. Koasu sheshe javim. And this process went on for 6 days. Vayhi bayom hashvi'i. So now on the seventh day, it's a little bit different. This is a climax. Vayashkimu ka'alos ha'shachar. They got up early by dawn. Vayasovu et ha'ir kamishbat hazeh. Sheva pe'amim. They surrounded the city 7 times. In other words, for 7 days they circled the city. But the seventh day being different than the previous six. Rak bayom ahu savavu et ha'ir sheva pe'amim. Because on that day, the seventh day, they circled the city 7 times. Vayihi bapam hashvi'it takua kohanim b'shofarot. So now on the seventh time they circled, because we're on the seventh day, and there's 7 circles. So on the seventh circle, the kohanim were blasted the shofars. Vayom Yehoshua el ha'am, and Yehoshua told the people, Hariu, scream, Ki natan Hashem lachem es ha'ir, because God has delivered this city to you. V'haisa ha'ir cherem hi v'chol asher ba l'Hashem. Now the city was to be a cherem, it and everything in it, to Hashem. The word cherem actually can mean 2 different things, and we'll have to distinguish. The first type of cherem is to destroy something. That was the people and the animal city. But the second type of cherem, it's the same word, but it means something different, is to mean consecrated and dedicated for Hashem. It will be devoted to the treasury of the Mishkan, as we'll see. Now, the only exception of who is not included in the cherem, Rak Rachav Hazona Tichya. Rachav, the harlot, you should let her live. He v'chol asherita, she and everybody, everything with her, babayis, in her household. Remember the deal they made that she would put up the red string and not tattletale on the 2 spies, and she shouldn't let anybody leave the house. And she's getting this reward, or this salvation, in exchange for her service and help to the Jewish people. Ki hech be'asa es ha'malachim asher shalachnu. Because, says Yehoshua, she concealed the spies that we had sent back at the beginning of the Sefer. Barak, by the way, in the end of the day, we'll see, she becomes part of the nation and Yehoshua actually marries her. Rach, Barak atem shimru amin ha'cherim. But you, be careful, says Yehoshua, you Jewish people should beware and be off limits from the cherem, meaning the spoils of war are not for you to take. Pen tachrimu, because you don't want it to bring destruction to yourself. Ulakachtam mina cherem. If you do take something from the forbidden property, basamta v'samachan Yisrael cherem. So that would make the Jewish camp to be bring destruction upon va'achartemos, and you're going to bring ruination onto the Jewish camp. And we'll see. Actually, this happened. Achan, well, he's the one person. I should say most people did obey Yehoshua's ban, but Achan, who didn't, actually did cause a great problem, great tragedy for the Jewish people. We'll soon see later. V'chol kesef v'zav u'klei nechoshes u'barzel kodesh u'lashem. So the spoils of war, the precious valuables, silver or gold, and then the utensils made of copper or iron are going to be sanctified for Hashem. Otzar Hashem Yavo. They should go into the treasury of Hashem, which is the Mishkan. And that is similar to what we saw in the Chumash in the war against the Midianites. Remember, many of those spoils of war were also devoted to Hashem's treasury. So a similar thing is happening. Vayara ha'am, vayitku b'shofarot. So the people let out a shout, and the shofars were blasted. Vayehi kishmo ha'ames kol ha'shofar. Now, how did that happen? What was the synchronization? When they heard the sound of the shofar, vayiru ha'am teruah gedolah. So the people let out a great shout. This is another example where the Tanakh says what happens, and then it tells you how it happened. I'm going to read that again. Vayara ha'am vayitku b'shofarot. The people shouted, and the shofars were blasted. And how did that occur in time sequence? Vayehi kishmo ha'ames kol ha'shofar. When the people heard the sound of the shofar, so then vayiru ha'am teruah gedolah, then they let out their great teruah, their great shout. And then what happened? Just as prophesied, vatipol hachoma tachteha, so the wall collapsed downward, vayal ha'am ha'ira, and the nation ascended into the city, ish negdo, the soldiers being able to enter directly straight into the city, there's no wall to circumvent anymore, vayil kedu es ha'ir, and they encaptured the city. Vayachrimu es kol asher ba'ir, now this word cherim means they destroyed. They destroyed everything in the city, me'ish v'arisha, me'na'ar v'yadzakein, man and woman, youth and old, v'adshor v'sev v'chamor, and not just people, animals too, ox, sheep, donkeys, lifiharav, by the sword. V'lishnayim ha'anashim ha'maraglim, and now, the two people who were the spies, et ha'aretz, they were espionaging the land. Remember, this is Kalev and Pinchas. Amar Yehoshua said to them, bo v'esa isha hazona, go to the house of that lady. And it's interesting, he doesn't call her by her name. He just calls her the Zona, the harlot. Ve'otzio misham esa isha, take that lady out. Ve'eskola shela, everything that belongs to her. Ha'ashenish batim la, just like you promised her. You made an oath, because she was faithful, so we have to keep our side of the deal. Vayavo hana'arim hamaraglim. So the youths who were the spies, I don't know why it calls them youths, because if it's Kalev and Pinchas, I can't imagine that they are exactly teenagers at this time. But anyway, here it does call them ne'arim, young men. And these two young men, these spies, went to her house. Remember, her house was situated next to the wall, or sort of in the wall, or I should say the former wall. Vayotziu es Rachav ve'es aviha ve'es ima ve'es acheha. And they took out from Rachav's house, they took out Rachav and her father and her mother and her brothers, ve'es kol ha'shalar, everything that was hers. It sounds like not just the people, but it sounds like her property also spared. Ve'es kol mishpechoseha, and everybody in her family, hotziu. The two spies took Rachav's family out. And where did they put them? So they took them out of Yericho. They took Rachav's family out of Jericho, but they didn't bring them into the Jewish camp. Rather, vayanichu mechutz l'machane Yisrael. They put them outside the Jewish. Just a question here. If the wall was collapsed and her house was in or next to the wall, so I guess it was arranged so that her house wouldn't also collapse, because obviously she's supposed to stay in the house to be safe, and yet the wall, which is really right next to her house, if not connected with her house, is sinking down. V'ha'ir safu v'esh, and the city, they burnt it in fire. V'chol ha'shabah, everything inside was also burned. Rak ha'kesef v'hazav u'klein ha'choshes v'ha'barzol nasnu otzar beis. Only thing that was spared was the silver and gold, and the utensils of copper and iron, which were deposited into Hashem's house treasury, which is the Mishkan. Ve'es Rachav hazona ve'es beis aviha ve'es kol ha'shala hechiya Yehoshua. Rachav the harlot and her house, her father's household, which means her family, and everything she owned. I assume that means her property as well. Ve'es kol asher la, everything that she had. Yehoshua caused to live. Teisha b'kerav Yisrael. And she, Rachav, dwelt amongst the Jewish people. She converted, and the rest is history. Ad hayom hazeh, until the present day. Again, until the present day either means when this Sefer of Yehoshua is being written, or maybe it means even beyond that, that in historically her family remained a portion of the Jewish people. Ki hachbiya es hamalachim asher shalach Yehoshua l'ragel es Yericho, because her assistance to the Jewish people which merited her to deserve this special treatment, was that she hid the two spies that Yehoshua had sent to espionage. Vayashba Yehoshua ba'esa hi lemor. Yehoshua made an oath at that time, and he said, Arahorish lifnei Hashem, Asher Yakum Uvana Esair Hazos. Cursed is the man, whoever it may be. If any man comes, and this is a curse, lifnei Hashem. So in by the name of God, literally, Yehoshua is making a curse on anybody, Asher Yakum Uvana Esair Hazos, who comes and establishes this city, meaning Jericho should not be rebuilt. And if someone does rebuild it, Yehoshua says that he will be as Yericho, this city of Jericho. Bivichoro Yastana Uvitziru Yatziv Dilas. Yehoshua promises that the person who, there is someone actually who rebuilds this city. The one who rebuilt it, his name was Chiel. He lived in the time of Eliyahu Hanavi and the wicked king Ahav. Again, this is years and years later. And the curse of Yehoshua actually came true, quite literally, that his older son, Aviram, was perished at the time of the foundation of the city. And the youngest son, Seguv, perished at the time when he was putting on the doors to the city. So it's just as Yehoshua said. Let's read it again in Sefer Yehoshua. The curse was, anybody who rebuilds the city of Jericho, Bivachor Yasdana, with his eldest child, he will lay the foundation, Uvitziro, Yatziv Dilaseha, and with his younger son, he will set up the door. Again, this means that the oldest son will die when the city is begun, and the person's youngest son will die, Chiel's youngest son, and it ended up being, will die when the doors were set up. And the point being that this city, it was especially the first city that the Jewish people had, thanks to Hashem, started to conquer the land, so it was meant to be destroyed and never rebuilt again. So that's why Yehoshua put this curse. Vayhi Hashem es Yehoshua, vayhi shamo b'chol ha'aretz. And God was with Yehoshua, and his repute, or his reputation, had spread throughout all the land. In other words, the Canaanite nations are not unaware that the Jewish people is arriving, and they know about the miracles. The Jordan had dried up, and the Yehoshua is becoming now even more famous because the miracle of Jericho. And we'll just summarize what we learned today in the sixth chapter of Yehoshua. Jericho was a very fortified city. Yehoshua said to attack it, Hashem will deliver it into our hands. They surrounded it six times for 6 days, once per day. On the seventh day, seven times, when the Kohanim were blasting the shofars. Now on the seventh day, the people let out a great shout, the walls collapsed. Yehoshua told everyone to go in and kill everyone and the animals too, except for Rahab and her household were spared. The spies rescued her, placed her outside the camp. The spoils of war were to be dedicated to Hashem's treasury of the Mishkan. And Yehoshua curses anybody who rebuilds this city. And finally, Yehoshua's repute spreads throughout the land of Israel.